thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm here with Gino Grissom just after practice on the night before a game. And, Gino, you're heading into your second season here. What have you taken from camp so far?
That it's a grind. We come out here every day. We want to get better every day. So.
And you've had the Bears here the last week. This is your second joint practice after the Saints came to town. It's been a little chippy. How has it felt out on the field?
It's fun. This is football. It's a physical game. And guys are getting after each other, and that's what you want to see out there. So,
as you head into tomorrow, you have some opportunities in your position. Some guys have gone down. What do you make of that? How do you approach that?
This is what we prepare for. You got to be ready at a moment's notice when your name is called. You want the coaches to trust in you, and you want to be able to trust in yourself. So,
and something I like to ask all of the players when I get them here for these one-on-one interviews, what's something unique or fun about yourself that Patriots fans might not know?
I don't know. I'm a musician.
A musician? What? How so? Do you sing, play an instrument? What do you do?
I play the drums, and I can make, I produce beats.
Oh, very cool. So we'll have to be on the lookout for some of your work, won't we? All right, Gino. Well, thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy. We stole you right from practice, so I'm going to let you go head to the locker room. I really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, Patriots fans, some other things to be on the lookout for as we head into tomorrow night. Of course, we saw Jimmy Garoppolo get the entire first half and Jacoby Brissett get the second half. I would imagine we'd probably see relatively the same thing, but we'll have to see how Bill Belichick approaches the quarterback situation. We are expecting Tom Brady to at least be in-house this week. Also, some other opportunities for players to step up. Rob Gronkowski was injured in practice this week. We don't typically see him in the preseason, but that is an opportunity for other players to get some time as well. As that wide receiver position, Julian Edelman was back this week, it'll be a toss-up as to whether we see him on the game field. But if not, some more opportunities for the young wide receivers to step up. Until tomorrow night, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.